When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week, as we look at how to interpret Scripture, we are looking at styles of genres or styles of literature in the Bible, and we're looking specifically at Hebrew poetry. We said yesterday that Hebrew poetry is not based on rhyming, but is based on parallelism. That is where you have two thoughts that are either going to be contrasting one another, reinforcing one another, different things like that, and that's what we're going to end up seeing. There are many, many different types of parallelism that you are going to find, but when interpreting wisdom or poetic literature, you have to look at what type of parallelism do you have. Do you have something that is antithetical? In other words, the first line is contrasting the second line? Or do you have something that's going to be synonymous, where the first line is saying the same thing, but with a different type of emphasis than the second line? Or are you going to have something that is where it is building up, it's climactic, and so then you're going to have the second line completes and expands the first line? Maybe you're going to have a formal parallelism where the two lines together express one thought or theme. But the thing that you have to do when it comes to Hebrew poetry is you must identify what type of literature, what type of parallelism you're dealing with, because that's going to tell you whether the first line is emphasizing, contrasting the other. That's going to tell you what the author is trying to emphasize in the poetry that he's using. So the parallelism is important to understanding the emphasis.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.